Thank you, Jesus. Walk with me, Lord. Talk with me, Lord. Be with me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. He's worthy. Father God, we thank you now. Father, we lift you, we love you, and we lend our ear and our heart to you today. Father, we ask that you would touch us. Lord, make us what you want us to be. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Father, we ask you right now that you allow us, Lord God, to enter into the deep treasures of your word and come up rich with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Father, we thank you right now for those that are here today, those that have come to worship, praise you, and adore you, and even to hear your word. Father, we ask that, Lord God, that everything that is done today be done in your ways, God, and in your will. Father, bless the remainder of this service. Cause us, Lord, to walk uprightly before you. Lord God, we ask you right now that you give me clarity of thought. Father, that you give me precision of speech. Let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Lord, let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God, the word that will bring miracles, healing, deliverance, faith, peace, power, and prosperity to all that hear and believe it. Father, we thank you. And Lord God, we will join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that sit in your presence and declare your glory. And they say one to another that you are holy. You're holy. You're holy, God. And we thank you for being holy. You've made us holy. And we give you the glory. We give you all the praise. All credit goes to you, Lord God. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen again. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Want you to turn to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Thank God for our visitors. And thank God for our family that come from far and near. My uncle and aunt are also here from New Orleans. I thank God for seeing them. Amen. Also to just all of you, if it's your first time visiting with us, God bless you. If it's your fifth, sixth, seventh, tenth time, whatever it is, amen, that you're here. We thank God for you being here. To all of the ministers and the music ministry and to all of the officers, members here at this church and this assembly, peace be unto you, and let the peace of God be multiplied in your lives. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you would, just for a minute, grab your Bible. And if you are able, if God has enabled you to stand and have the activity of your limbs, I want you to stand just for a minute. Amen. It won't hurt you, won't kill you, but it'll help you. Amen. In reverencing God's word. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God for all those who could stand all over the building. I want you to look with me at Proverbs chapter number 3. Chapter number 3, we'll read verse 1 through 8. Amen. It says, my son, you have it? Amen. So I have the word. I'm ready to receive it. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not into thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. May God add a blessing to those hearers and doers of his word. Amen. Amen. Continuing to talk about trusting God and talking about the heart, amen, and what's in the heart, Amen. Kind of combining the two together in this one particular scripture and text. And I want to use, amen, for a title and thought this morning, having the heart to trust God. Amen. Do you have the heart to trust God? Amen. The grass wither, the flower fade away, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. Amen. Thanking God, amen, for his goodness and his mercy. I want him to glorify himself in this word on this morning. Amen. When we look at the book of Proverbs, there have been a debate over who wrote what in the book of Proverbs. Many say that Solomon wrote them all, and some say that some others wrote. Amen. But the fact is that Solomon collected. He was a wise man. He wrote some, but he collected so many Proverbs, and he put them together in a book. Amen. So that we could have a handbook of wisdom. Amen. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. You'll find many of the things that are said and quoted, even in everyday life, you'll find them in the book of Proverbs. Amen. If you want to become wise in a small, short matter of time, look at the book of Proverbs. Amen. The Bible gives us this book of Proverbs, and it's basically, if we look at it, Solomon took some of the Mosaic law and he put it in the book of Proverbs, and he gave us wisdom without making it look like it's the law. So he was a wise man, amen? But he gave us some things to live by, amen? And if we could try to pattern ourselves and live by the things that he spoke about here in the book of Proverbs, we can keep the law of God, amen? Amen. But when we begin to look at and talk about trusting God and having a heart to trust God, we need to know that if our heart is not right, amen, there is no way that we can trust God, because our heart will always be full of fear and doubt. Amen. If your heart begins to fear and doubt, then you don't have trust in God. Amen. Amen. Because faith, amen, in our heart, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so in my heart, I got evidence in my heart that what is belongs to me. Amen. And so when I start to talk about having the heart to trust God, we need to know that we got to have some heart about trusting God. Amen. We need to trust him. In other words, forsake everything else. I don't trust in anything else. I trust God. The very center of the Bible, which is Psalms number 118, and the very center verse of the Bible is Psalm 118, verse number 8. And that verse says, not to trust man, but put your trust in God. Amen. And that's what we need to do as children of God and people of God. Amen. Just like you trust your mama. I hear people say, especially boys, I don't trust nobody but my mama. Well, trust God even more than you trust your mama. Come on and say amen. That's what David said. When mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I trust him that he'll be my lifter. When mama used to lift me, now she's not here. So I have to trust God to be my what? Lifter, amen. He'll be the lifter of your head, amen. And so when we talk about trusting, amen, you know, you can't have a relationship without trust, amen. When you say, well, I don't trust him no more, I don't trust her no more, when you start saying that you don't trust, you're saying that my relationship is on the rocks. Because you got to trust them at some point, amen? But then there's always a line that you draw and say, I'll trust him to this point. But then God is saying that there should never, ever be a line drawn in your trust for me. Because after all, he loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And if you're saying that you trust God for everlasting life, can't you trust him for everything else? Can't you trust him to heal you? Can't you trust him to keep you? Amen? Because you can't even wake yourself up, so you got to trust God to wake you up in the morning. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. You can't even get yourself right in the morning, so you have to trust God to let your right mind come to you in the morning when you wake up. Amen. Amen. But here, Solomon says, my son. Now, notice he said, my son. He's saying that look, you got to have a relationship. Amen. You can't call, even if you had a son and you didn't have a relationship with him, you can't really say, my son, because you hadn't trained and taught him anything. A son is a person who receives, who's able to be led. Remember what the scripture says in Romans? He says that he that is led of the Spirit shall be called the what? Son. The reason why is because you listen, because you're led. Amen? Because you are taught of God. Amen? So he says, my son, and then he begins to talk about, he says, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, the first thing he begins to deal with in having the heart to trust God, he says that we must have dedication. He says, forget not. You know, the reason why a lot of us do some of the things that we do is because we've forgotten. You know how when we did something we shouldn't have done, and they say, you must have forgot where you come from. Your mama say, you must have forgot who child you belong to. Yeah, and then she puts something on us. Amen? You must have forgot what I told you. Didn't I tell you that when we get to this store, don't ask for nothing? Sometimes we forget, but you know what really what happens is that we neglect. What's important to us, we don't neglect. But if you're dedicated to it, we won't neglect the word of God. He says, forget not my what? Law. What I have, my restraints, what I have laid out for you. He said, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So we need to have it where? In our heart. And so since we are forgetful creatures, we need to come to church so we can hear what God is saying. I can read it all day, but then if I hear it, it does something to me. Because the Bible says in Romans 10, it says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? In other words, I get understanding when I hear it. Amen? You know, you can believe that something is supposed to be a certain way. You can watch and say, well, that's the way we're supposed to do it. I'm watching. But then until somebody tell you that this is the way it's supposed to be done, you say, yeah, I thought that was the way it was supposed to be done. But when I heard it, I knew for sure it took away all doubt. And so when you come to church and you hear a word, the word is supposed to take away all doubt. Amen. So that you can trust God for what he say. He said, let them be in your what? Your heart. And see, that's the problem with many of us. Amen. And I include myself. I said us. The many of us, we have so many other things in our heart. Amen. We need to guard our heart. Why? Because out of it flows the issues of life. Amen. If you want to find out what kind of issues a person got, start talking to him a while. And you know what? The Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And so you want to know what kind of issues they got? Start talking to them in a casual conversation. And you will realize that they got some serious issues. Because now they've spoken what was in their heart. Amen? Hallelujah. You want to know if they're a thief? Just talk to them a little while. And then they'll start telling you, man, I tell you, I know we can get some stuff at. All I need you to do is drive up to the house, and then you'll find out what's in their heart. I always say this, ladies, you want to know what's in a man's heart? If he really wants you to marry you, or if he really want to just be your boyfriend sometime. Stevie Wonder say a part-time lover. If you want to know whether he want to marry you, start talking about it and see how he act. You know what's in his heart. Amen. See what he says about it, what he think it ought to be. Amen? So our heart sometimes is our problem, but we need to let our heart be cleansed and filled with the what? Word of God. And it takes us dedicating ourselves. Amen? Look at what it says in verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. If I dedicate myself to knowing the word of God, what happens? I understand the word, and then I dedicate myself, and then I will have length of days and long life, and guess what else? Peace. Oh, yeah, I get peace from the word. I don't care what's going on. If I can get a word, if God sends somebody to me and they give me a word, all of a sudden I have a calmness that comes about me. Why? Because of the word of God. It gives me what? Peace. Jesus even said, I give you my peace. Not as the world give it, because the world give you a false sense of peace. Amen. It can be taken away. But God said, this peace that I give you, can't nobody touch it. Can't nobody in the world take it from you, because it comes directly from me. And how did he do it? He gives peace through his word. What did he say when he woke up and he saw that there was a storm and everybody on the boat was saying, don't you care that we perish? And he opened up his mouth and said, peace, be still. Amen. And so we need to know that his word will bring us peace, and they shall add to thee. So if I dedicate myself to the word of God, look at what he said. I get long life. I get peace. I get length of days. Amen. And then, you know, when you understand the word, I know that I didn't say this earlier, but on that part where he said long life, we need to know that it's the word of God that gives us eternal life. It was the word wrapped up in flesh that died on the cross that gave us eternal life. Oh, come on and say amen, y'all. And he says, and shall add to thee. And so what he's saying is, not only will the word of God give you eternal life on that side, but he said that it'll prosper you. It'll add to you. If you dedicate yourself like Joseph did in the book of Genesis, the Bible said that Joseph was dedicated. He was so dedicated, he did everything his father told him to do. Even though he knew his brothers didn't like him, he still went to them to check on them. Come on and say amen. And some of us, if we're dedicated, sometimes you're going to face people who don't want you in their environment. You're going to face people who are going to have a conspiracy against you, but that should not stop you from doing what God has called you to do, because you are dedicated. Come on and say amen. And did you know that the name Joseph means to add? God added to him. Amen. Joseph went to the pit, and guess what? It didn't change who he was. Amen. He was still dedicated. He got out of the pit, went to Potiphar's house. Amen. And while he was there, he was still an honest man. He was dedicated to what he had been taught as a son of Jacob. Come on and say amen. And he was so dedicated that he took those same principles, and it caused him to prosper in Potiphar's house. Come on. He added to him. Amen. And he gave him favor, as the scripture says. And as he prospered in Potiphar's house, he had a conspiracy against him again with Potiphar's wife, and all of a sudden he was cast out into a prison, only to find himself in prison, dedicated to what he was taught, found himself being prosperous in prison and becoming a trustee. So what I'm asking today is, can God trust you when he gives you a word? Can he trust you to keep his word, as the scripture said? And Joseph went from that place to Pharaoh's house. Come on and say amen. And guess what happened? It added to him long life. It added to him prosperity, because finally he became second only to Pharaoh. Now this coming from a boy who was a shepherd, and all he did was tell on his brothers and keep his integrity and be honest and kept the word of his father, and all of a sudden God prospered him, and now he's second only to the throne of Pharaoh. But he started out a son. That's why the scriptures say, my son, forget not my law. But you need to have it in your heart. What condition is your heart in? What condition is your heart in? I need to know today what condition my heart in. I need to check my heart out and see if my heart is right toward God. Oh, hallelujah. He says in verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. If I can keep this commandment, if I can dedicate myself to him, mercy and truth will always be with me. Come on and say amen. I don't know about you, but I feel like David. What did David say? He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me, shall be with me no matter where I go. I got mercy and I got goodness. I got grace. They'll follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. And then he says, bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. I need to bind them about my neck. Do you remember when I was growing up, it was a character named Flavor Flav, and he wore a watch, a clock, I should say, not a watch, a wall clock. around his neck. Amen. And you wouldn't even notice him for noticing the watch, the clock. The first thing you know that's him because he got a clock on. And then everybody else start wearing a clock. Run DMC, they had these big gold chains. They wasn't even real gold. But they had them on their neck. They put it on their neck, and everybody wanted to wear them. And what I'm saying here is that we need to wear it on our neck. You know how some people say, I don't wear my Christianity on my sleeves for everybody to know. You need to. The scripture just said you need to wear them on your, I need to wear it like a medallion. So you'll look and say, what is that he got on? Oh, come on and say amen. You need to have such a fragrance of God upon you that people say, what is that he's wearing? Oh, come on and say amen. You need to let people know I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. This is how I stay free. This is how come my mind don't get tangled up with junk. This is how come I don't get bound up in foolishness, because I got the word of God about me. Basically, really what it means is to be yoked in with him. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm yoked in with him, and I can't turn no other way. Oh, come on and say amen. I can't turn no other way because it's around my neck. It's like a collar around my neck, and I can't turn without people seeing that it costs. It hurts me to try to turn, and I can't even pull myself around. And so I just might as well stay straight. Oh, come on and say amen. It should hurt you to turn away from God. It should be painful for you. Come on. It should be hard for you to say, I'm just going to forget about God. It should be hard, and you should bind it about your neck. Amen. This teaching today. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to be what? Dedicated. We can't afford to forget God's word. You know why the devil want to make you forget? He makes you forgetful. He makes you neglect. It's because the thing that you forgot about, the word that you forgot that God had given you, is the same word that was keeping things in place in your life. And as soon as you forget that word, then the devil steps in and replaces you. He replaces it with something that'll take you down. He replaces it with something. If you forget that he'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, and you start thinking about what they did to you, then all of a sudden you're going to get out in the flesh and you're going to do some stuff that you shouldn't do. And before you know it, it could cost you your life. If you forget that a soft answer turns away wrath, you're going to go and confront that joker. And the next thing you know, he pulls out a gun and shoots you. Amen. Amen. And so we can't afford to forget his word. Amen. Tell your neighbor, stop neglecting the word of God. You know, I don't do too many neighbor things, but that's one that we need to know. Stop neglecting the word of God. Amen. All right, I'm going on. Verse 5 lets us know that we need to have dependence on God. Look at this. He said, trust. Well, let me go back to verse 4. Let me get verse 4. Y'all don't want me to miss that. I want to give it all to you. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So if I dedicate myself to the word of God, what happens? I find favor in the sight of God. And you know, favor, what's the saying? Favor is not fair. And some people wonder how you got this and why God blessing you with that. Well, guess what? Favor, A.T. Rise, ain't fair. It's not fair at all. Because sometimes people who think they ought to have it will look at you and say, I don't know how they got it, what they did. They don't deserve that. And guess what? I really don't deserve it. But because I dedicated myself to the word of God, I have what I have. And I'm not saying I did it because I'm so smart, I'm so intelligent. But guess what? Verse 4 says, I look smart. I look intelligent. I look wise. Come on. And people think I know more than I really do, all because I dedicate myself to the word of God. So don't blame me. Blame God. It's not my fault that he gave me his word, and I dedicated myself to the word of God. Come on and say amen here. He said you'll find favor. Favor and good understanding. In other words, there won't be no conflict. Because people will give you some respect Oh, come on and say amen. You know why people don't respect us? Because they don't understand each other. And so God is saying that if I dedicate myself to the word of God, that he'll cause people to give me some respect, because now we got to understand it. They got to understand that we're not going to cross a certain line. You can't talk to me this kind of way. You're not going to just handle me, or you're not just going to have this certain conversation with me, because I'm going to stop you and say, hey, we can't go there. Amen. And they're going to respect me because we have an understanding. And so you have a good understanding. And he said favor and good understanding with who? God first and with man. In the sight of God and man. So people will look at you and say, you got some wisdom. They'll want to know, what do I need to do? Come on and say amen. They want to know, how can I achieve? How can I grow? How can I get that? How can I be a blessing? Amen. How can I stop having my hand out all the time and become someone who gives a hand out? Come on and say amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to always say, give me, give me, give me, give me. I want to be the one to say, I got something. Who want it? Oh, come on. And you know what he said? He'll make you the lender and not the I don't want to be a servant to the one that I'm borrowing from. So I want to be the lender, not the borrower. And he'll make you wise. He'll teach your hands the war. He'll give you words, and he'll give you ways to acquire wisdom, to be able to get wealth. Come on and say amen. So he says that you'll find favor. Thank God favor is not fair. Amen, because if it was fair, then I wouldn't have and I wouldn't be where I am today. I deserve the same thing any sinner deserves. But thank God for the grace, the unmerited favor that he gave me in the time that he gave it to me. Oh, hallelujah. So we understand that we have to be what? Dedicated. Amen. If I dedicate myself, and I'm not talking about a half-hearted dedication that I do it if I feel like it. I do it because I know I need to, because I've been so long not doing it, and now it's about time for me to do it. You know how we do. You know what? I ain't been to Bible study in 3 months, so I guess I'll go. That kind of thing, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a dedication. He's talking about to the point that where I have so much of the word and I'm growing and I want more of it. Amen? All right. Then verse 5, look at this. We find out first off we got to have what? Dedication. And then we must have total dependence on God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. With all thine heart. He says that I need to trust God with all my heart. And when you look at that in the Hebrew, what it really means is to be, it means to be like a woman who trusts her husband. You know, he's going to bring home the bacon. Now, you got to get, I'm talking about a good husband. He's going to bring the check home. He ain't going to complain about when you say, well, you know, we need this or that for the house. He ain't going to say, now, what happened to it all? He's going to say, okay, we got money. Go get it. And if you so happen to run out of money, he ain't going to have a problem giving you more. That's a good husband. Y'all agree? If you women would say amen, maybe he'll come to you. I'm talking about a good one that have some stuff, that don't mind helping you out. A good one that don't mind helping you out. Amen? That don't say, you know what, you broke, not me. I'm not talking about that kind. It means to trust. I trust that if I don't have, that's what a woman should be able to trust, that if I don't have any money, I know my husband got some tucked behind the pictures in his wallet, and we ain't got to worry about trust. That's what that means. A woman that trusts her husband, that she know that everything's going to be all right. She know he works hard. She know that when he comes home, that he going to be with her. Come on and say, man. She trusts him. Hallelujah. Trust. And so he's saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. And notice again, it's a matter of the heart. It's the matter of the heart that really matters. Amen. So we need to know that if our heart is not right, we cannot trust God. He said, with all thine heart. The problem with many of us in our heart, we got too much junk in there. Well, we got too many people in there. You got Roscoe, who you didn't forgive 10 years ago. You got Jill, who you didn't forgive when you was in college. Oh, all of these people are in your heart. You got bitterness in your heart. I'm mad. Oh, come on and say, man, I don't like them. I can't stand the ground they walk on. You got too much stuff in your heart, so you only trust in God with a portion. And you got all the stuff that you got. You got the life that you have right now, and you've only been trusting God with a portion of your heart. Imagine if you give him your whole. Where would you be if you gave him your whole heart? How far along would you have come if you would have just given him your whole, your heart? He said, trust in the Lord with all thine.